In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Good morning. Welcome this morning to Word for Life. We are so appreciative of the opportunity to share some time with you, whether you're driving to work or getting ready for work or driving your children to school or whatever your day might have in store for you, and you're already at it. But we appreciate the opportunity to share from God's Word with you this morning. My name is Joe Helm. I'm one of the pastors at Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, and we're just delighted that we have an opportunity to speak God's Word this morning, and we're looking forward to at least a couple of mornings here together. You know, there's a common hypothetical scenario that is presented to soldiers and law enforcement recruits and students that sign up to take self-defense and concealed carry classes. And the scenario is kind of designed to teach them sort of a code of awareness of their surroundings and the necessity of being alert to danger and be ready at all times to get to safety or be able to defend oneself. And they're designed to teach one how to assess and evaluate the most imminent threat or the greatest and most immediate danger in the world around them. So they talk often about the different types of persons that might be a threat or the different types of weapons that might be a threat, and how you would assess that and the reaction time necessary to defend yourself or escape from the circumstances that present the danger. And all of that, of course, very, very practical and very, very helpful and utterly and totally necessary for especially law enforcement and our military soldiers and first responders. But often, as Christians, we are lulled into a kind of a routine on a daily basis where we just become numb to the dangerous surroundings that we live in with regard to the spiritual realm, the spiritual world. We forget that we're in a spiritual war and that there are really very real spiritual dangers all around us as we navigate through our daily lives. And just want to share with you a little bit here in the next couple of sessions we have together about this subject matter of spiritual war. You know, Paul warns believers in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He's reminding us that the war really is all around us, but it's a spiritual war. And it's a spiritual war that's serious by the very rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked forces in high places. And so we have to understand what's going on with regard to these spiritual forces so that we know how to defend ourselves and move forward actually aggressively and offensively in our service for Christ. The Apostle Paul urged his readers there in Ephesians, and he implored them to put on the whole armor of God in order that they would be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then he continued, and he said, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God." And so, ultimately, then, he concludes by telling us about what if some of that armor is. And he said in verse 14 of chapter 6, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." And that's really just a euphemism for being strengthened in one's mind and prepared in one's mind. And of course, that strength and that preparation of mind comes from the truth of God's Word. So he says, have the loins of your mind girded about with truth. And then he says, having on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate was that which was life-protecting for the soldier of that day especially. And he indicates there that that breastplate of protection is made up of the very righteousness of Christ. And, of course, then he talks about the helmet of salvation, very important part of any armor, and the sword of the Spirit, that offensive weapon that cuts to the heart as we work with the Word of God and the Spirit of God, taking that Word and working in the hearts and lives, not only of ourselves, but of the people that we encounter and work with on a day-to-day basis. And then he says in verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication. In other words, that's where our dependence lies, is in the Spirit and in prayer and dependence upon God. Paul then moves to another aspect of this warfare as he writes to the Corinthian believers in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 3 says here, and he acknowledges, we are, in fact, waging war, but not according to the flesh. Again, just another reminder that really it's not a physical war that we're in, but a spiritual battle. He says, so we're not fighting according to the flesh, even though we live, obviously, here in the flesh on this earth. For the weapons of our warfare, he says, are not carnal, they're not fleshly, they're not earthly, they're not physical material, but rather they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That word mighty there is the word from which we get our English word dynamite, actually, and it's referring there to great power, the force, as it were, of dynamite. And he says that our weapons, they're not the earthly weapons, but boy, they are powerful, and they're from God, they're through God, and they are so powerful that they are able to pull down the strongholds, the fortresses that make up these bastions in the spiritual realm. What he's talking about there are the arguments and the human reasoning and the positions of human reasoning that exalt themselves against the very knowledge of God. In other words, they're carnal and they're earthly, they're human reasoning. And yet, it's the weapons that we have with the Word of God, the truth of God, that God strengthens with His might that enables the believer to see God pull down these arguments that exalt themselves against God's knowledge. Then he says, number two, it's not only taking down these imaginations, these arguments and human reasonings that are exalting themselves throughout our day and throughout the people we encounter and the entities that we encounter and the teaching that we encounter, entertainment we encounter, all these different aspects of life that we live every day are throwing up at us human reasoning, and it's the truth of God that brings those down and gives clarity and inspiration and understanding to us of what the true reality really is. But then he says for the believer that, secondly, we not only need to cast down those human reasoning and those human arguments, but we need to bring into captivity every thought that we have in our own heart and mind. We need to bring it into captivity. That is, we need to take it prisoner. We need to hold in and take captive and make prisoner those rebel thoughts that come from our old nature and the old life that wants to be lived out when those are not in the obedience of Christ. And so these are the weapons of our warfare. They involve the inner man. They involve the truth. They involve God's truth bringing down human reasoning and enabling us to lock that old thinking away, so to speak, to take it captive and only to allow those thoughts which are in the obedience of Christ to rule and reign in our lives. Now, there's, of course, many different spiritual enemies that we face as believers in our lives, many facets and aspects to this spiritual war. But I would like to, today and in the next time or two that we meet, to just narrow this focus down to what I perceive to be probably the most urgent and the most imminent threat to us as believers. I don't know about you, but I certainly desire to be a fruitful, victorious, faithful soldier for Christ, a faithful servant of God. I need to learn, therefore, how to be strong and tactically shrewd and spiritually successful. I don't want to be overcome by this world and really marginalized and sidelined from the spiritual mission that God has for me. And so I need to really understand what this most urgent, most imminent threat is to my spiritual life. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that this most urgent danger, most urgent, imminent threat is just plain deception. Deception. That is living a life that's deceived, being fooled and being tricked and being beguiled into believing a false narrative, believing a false presentation of reality around me. In other words, living my life for the wrong things, living my life for just this material, immediate world, instead of understanding that there's really a bigger spiritual battle going on, and that's the life I need to be engaged in. It's the spiritual battle, the kingdom battle. That's the one that has eternal consequences. This life is so short, and only what's done for Christ is going to last. And so I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be fooled. I don't want to be sucked in and believing the lies and false propositions about life and about its origins and about what the world says are the purposes that I should be living for, or here are the priorities you should have, or, man, take advantage of all these pleasures that the world has for you. You know, it's very deceptive. And that's what's going to bring me to a position of being fooled and tricked and beguiled into losing sight of the spiritual mission. Now, why is it that this deception thing is such a big problem? Well, it's because we live in a fallen world. That is, we live in a world that's been corrupted, a sinful, warped, dysfunctional world. You know, the word fallen, and we hear it a lot probably, but what we mean by that is simply that this world, it's a sinful and corrupted world from its original created condition. Not only do we live in our own fallen, sinful flesh, but we live among fallen, sinful people and humanity. And so we live in this whole world and culture that's controlled by that mindset. The mindset of the flesh and the mindset of just always looking to see just that which is the physical and on the surface and the immediate gratification and the immediate purposes of what this world says are the priorities. In other words, really our fallen fleshly nature is often what is in command and control. It's the command and control center of the earthly life, driven to focus on those things which have a bearing on and satisfy only my immediate fleshly needs and desires. We all know we live in a world and culture that's controlled by that kind of thinking, energized by that kind of thinking. And so that's what we mean when we talk about the idea of being fallen and living in a sinful, corrupted, fallen world. Now, time's short. Next time we'll meet, we'll talk a little bit more about this deception in the world we live in and see some of the characteristics of it that make it such a danger to the believer. Until then, may God bless you. Have a good and godly day.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer, or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.